Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
On behalf of Lowry, I'd like to introduce the H7 cordless drill. The H7 is the perfect addition to any toolbox because it doesn't weigh very much. That means you can use the drill for a long period of time without tiring out your wrist. To help customers learn how to use this and other Lowry tools, we will be hosting workshops at the Community Center to teach people how to complete various woodworking projects. The enrollment period begins today, so I hope you'll all register for these fun and informative events.
Number 71. What kind of product is being introduced? Number 72. What does the speaker mention about the product? Number 73. What are the listeners able to do today? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following news report. You're listening to the local news update. Alexandria Opera House will open its doors for the first time this Friday. The newly constructed building will be the host of hundreds of cultural events throughout the year. The first performance will be a concert by the Phoenix Choir, directed by Camille Rivera. Tickets are available at the box office. There, you can also inquire about tours of the building that will be offered for free throughout the month of March. Number 74. What is the main topic of the news report? Number 75. Who most likely is Camille Rivera? Number 76. According to the speaker, what will be available in March? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following instructions.
This step-by-step guide was developed by Marcos Appliances to help customers understand the process for returning our recalled space heater. First, print out the return form and fill it out. Place the form and the heater in a box and send the package to the address listed at the end of this guide. Please note that only the device is needed. The packaging and manual can be discarded. All customers who return their heaters will be sent a new model to replace the old one. Thank you for your participation.
Number 77. What kind of business does the speaker most likely work at? Number 78. According to the speaker, what should be included in the box? Number 79. What will be given to customers? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
I'll keep this brief, everyone. I'm Kevin Russo, the Assistant Director for R&D. The management team has decided to make it easier for all employees to get access to studies in our field. Therefore, each of you will be given a 6-digit code after this meeting. You can use it to log on to the research database and conduct searches. However, please remember that all of your search history and results are not saved in this system. If you need a file for further reference, you'll have to save it to your computer or a separate drive before signing out.
Number 80. In which department does the speaker work? Number 81. What can the listeners do with the 6-digit code? Number 82. What does the speaker remind the listeners to do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message. Hello, Ms. Oster. It's Todd Merrill, the event planner for the pottery exhibition being held next Wednesday at the Ashton Center. I'm pleased that you're interested in writing an article about this event. Now, the entrance fee for visitors is $8, but reporters like you can get in for free. You can pick up your press pass at the Media Center tomorrow. Also, you asked about having an interview with me on the opening day, but I'm afraid I'll have a lot of other things going on that day. How about the last day of the exhibition? I'll be free that morning. Please call me back. Thanks. Number 83. What is scheduled to take place next week? Number 84. What can the listener receive at the Media Center? Number 85. Why does the speaker say, "I'll have a lot of other things going on that day"? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good morning. Your branch manager invited me here to advise the management team on improving the well-being of employees. As a physician for over 30 years, I have plenty of experience developing programs for companies such as yours. And you can rest assured that my recommendations are based on the latest knowledge as I subscribe to numerous research journals in the field. I've already made an assessment of your company, so I'd like to begin by talking about your on-site cafeteria. There are several dishes that should be swapped for more nutritious alternatives. Let's get started.
Number 86. What field does the speaker most likely specialize in? Number 87. How does the speaker say he gets reliable information? Number 88. What will the speaker talk about next? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Jamal. I just wanted to give you an update. The production of cars here at Lexington, Inc. has been steady for the past few months, despite heavy competition. I've just read a review of our latest model. The reviewer praised our company because we are committed to using environmentally friendly materials. However, he also complained that many of our parts come from overseas rather than domestic sources. A lot of customers have made this complaint, so I think we need to do something about it. I'm sure you've heard of Saldana Co. Let's look into what they offer.
Number 89. What product does Lexington, Inc. produce? Number 90. What did a reviewer like about the product of Lexington, Inc.? Number 91. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"I'm sure you've heard of Saldana Co.?"
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following advertisement.
The best way to see Platinum Bay is by taking a private boat tour with Seaside Tours. We offer experienced guides that will show you the breathtaking views of this area. Our tour package now includes a free shuttle between your hotel and the dock. What could be easier? You may be tempted by the low prices of other tour companies, but those tours aren't as comprehensive. They're less than an hour from start to finish. Make the right choice with Seaside Tours. Visit our website at seasidetours.com to check out our photo gallery.
Number 92. What has been newly added to the package? Number 93. What does the speaker suggest when she says,
They're less than an hour from start to finish.
Number 94. What can listeners do on the company's website? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and advertisement.
Good afternoon. We're only 1 week away from the grand opening. Overall, I'm pleased with my decision to open this site. The flower beds in all parts of the botanical garden have been planted and we're ahead of schedule for staff training. The city inspector said everything is acceptable except for the pavilion, which needs some safety upgrades. So for the month of April, we cannot hold any events there. This will affect the Tuesday event only. We've already run the ad, but I'll call the newspaper to request a change in the text going forward.
Number 95. Who most likely is making the announcement? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which event will not be available in April? Number 97. What does the speaker plan to do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and menu.
Hello, this is Clara Mosley calling from Riley Incorporated. I'm just checking up on my order for a retirement party at my company on June 30th. I ordered the dessert mix, in the large size, so we have enough for everyone. I know that the platter will be delivered on the morning of the event. However, I'm wondering about the plate that it comes on. Does it need to be returned, or is it disposable? Please let me know so I can make arrangements if necessary. Thanks.
Number 98. What kind of event is the speaker preparing for? Number 99. Look at the graphic. How much will the speaker be charged? Number 100. What does the speaker want more information about?